Good morning. I'm very happy to be in Dublin. I look very much forward to the meeting with EU defense ministers. Close cooperation and coordination between the EU and NATO is of utmost importance. This year, the European Union will discuss how to strengthen European defense. From a NATO perspective, we welcome that. We welcome that there will be a European Council meeting in December. During that process, it is of utmost importance to ensure close coordination between NATO and the European Union. I consider a strengthened European defense to also be of benefit to NATO. Stronger European defense will also be a stronger European pillar within NATO, provided that we avoid waste of taxpayers' money. There's only one set of taxpayers, one set of capabilities, so we should avoid duplication, we should avoid competition between the two organizations, we should ensure complementarity. And in that respect, I really appreciate your invitation to me to participate in today's meeting. Furthermore, this is the first ever visit of a NATO Secretary General to Ireland. So it's really an historic event. Many things have changed during recent years. NATO today is a modern security organization, and we appreciate very much our partnership with Ireland. I'm here to thank Ireland for its contribution to UN-mandated NATO-led operations in Afghanistan and Kosovo, and I look very much forward to further developing our partnership in the coming years.
Well, just to respond to that, I very much welcome the presence of the Secretary General. We see our contribution to peacekeeping missions and to conflict management as a crucial and central role to our participation in the United Nations. The United Nations is dealing with issues on a regionalized basis. NATO plays a very important role in that context. We believe the EU as an entity should be more identifiable also in that role, and we see our participation in NATO Partnership for Peace as a very valuable and important contribution that we can make to peacekeeping. NATO is an important partner. It provides standards of excellence that are important with regard to missions in which we can participate. And of course, there are connectivities and synergies between the role of NATO and European security and defense policy. And I think it's very important that we engage in an open dialogue, and I particularly welcome the fact that you're here with us today to participate in the discussions that we're going to have relating to the regionalization of UN missions and how they can be best structured in a manner that ensures they're effective, there are synergies and compatibilities and interactive operational capacities within the European Union, within defence forces, so they can, as was well put, contribute to these missions in a manner that's cost-effective, capability-effective, and where we play complementary roles. So you're very welcome, and I'm looking forward to a very interesting discussion this morning.
The meeting is about to start. We can take a couple of very quick questions.
Just on the issue of NATO, Ireland's involvement with NATO, how does that sit with our own traditional neutrality?
Ireland has been involved in Partnership for Peace since the late 90s. Our engagement is based on the contribution we want to make to peacekeeping, on the recognition that NATO is now evolved into a different organization to the organization that would have existed in Cold War times. And many of our European partners are part of NATO. Some of the members of the European Union, like Ireland, are not formally part of NATO, but all engaged in Partnership for Peace under UN-mandated Blue Hat missions. So there's a complementary engagement, there's a partnership engagement, And it's an engagement that has proved fruitful in locations like Afghanistan and Kosovo.
Final question, Reuters.
The drawdown in Afghanistan will take place in a well-planned and well-coordinated manner. President Obama's announcement yesterday is in full accordance with the roadmap we have outlined. We will gradually hand over responsibility to the Afghans. That process will be completed by the end of 2014. So from now until the end of 2014, you will see a gradual drawdown of international troops. It will take place in such a manner that we can manage it logistically. And President Obama's announcement yesterday is in full accordance with that overall roadmap.
What about the convoy route in Pakistan? Is that handable?
Yeah, but we have actually opened transit routes through several countries. Pakistan is one example, but we also have transit routes through Central Asian countries and Russia. So we have several possibilities to manage this logistical challenge.
What's the most viable?
Beg pardon?
What's the most viable route?
Well, that depends. That depends on geography and from which countries military equipment or to which countries military equipment will have to be transported. But it's a good thing to have several options.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.